It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials say continuing Colorado's stay-at-home order will help the state's economy eventually get back on track. Former Congresswoman Betsy Markey directs the state's Office of Economic Development. In a town hall last night hosted by the governor, Markey spoke of balancing the health risks of coronavirus and the risk of keeping the economy closed.
The worst thing that we can do is to open too quickly, see another reoccurrence of the disease, and then we are that much further back.
Markey says businesses need to take full advantage of federal financial assistance as the state looks at ways to help fill possible financial gaps. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there are more than 69,000 agricultural producers in Colorado. It's a critical business still operating during the statewide stay-at-home order, but farmers have had to adapt. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Farmers in the state are contending with market slowdowns and rethinking future planting due to the novel coronavirus. Adrian Card is the extension agent with Colorado State University in Boulder County. He says the timing of the pandemic couldn't be more challenging for farmers.
There's a never-ending series of hurdles that farms have to work through, and they simply don't need something like this at the beginning of the growing season. So anything we can do to support them both financially and community-wise, emotionally, is extremely beneficial to them.
Card says one way to support local growers is to buy their products online and in stores. He says he's working on webinars for farmers to address workforce health and safety practices, along with mental health resources. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and other Democratic senators want the White House to immediately release $100 billion from the CARES Act to hospitals in need of medical supplies and protective equipment. The senators sent a letter to the Vice President and Health Secretary in response to reports that the administration plans to reimburse hospitals retroactively. This is CPR News.